Preacher and his friends reined in and were out of their saddles quickly. Nighthawk trotted around the pass, checking to make sure that the would-be robbers were dead. He didn't bother with the one dog was still savaging, nor with the one whose horse had fallen. Preacher and Audie approached that man, their guns out and ready. After rolling over the man, his mount had struggled to its feet and moved off several yards. The animal appeared not to have been injured in the fall. The same couldn't be said of its rider. The white, jagged end of a broken bone stuck out of his right thigh, with blood heavily staining that leg of his woolen trousers. His left arm was twisted at an unnatural angle, either broken or with a dislocated shoulder, and blood leaked from both corners of his mouth to make crimson trails across his bearded jaws.
This one of the varmints who paid a visit to your camp?
Yes, I recognize him. I sincerely wish you had decided to resist temptation, my friend.
You go straight to hell? You sawed-off little bat!
The man got that far in his insult before a spasm went through him. His head jerked back, and cords stood out in his neck. More blood welled from his mouth.
I'm all busted up inside. Please, finish me off.
Well, I don't know. I've never caught in the low-down thieves, and you's about to call my friend here dirty name, not to mention being so rude as to bring up him being short. There's a heap of wolves in these mountains. Seems to me it'd be fitting if we was to go off and let them deal with it.
Audie had brought up the old flintlock pistol he held and squeezed the trigger. The injured man had jerked once as the heavy lead ball smashed into his forehead and put him out of his misery. Nighthawk came up behind him.
I agree. There was no point in prolonging the torment this poor fellow was enduring. I know you weren't being intentionally cruel, Preacher. The frontier is a harsh taskmaster and strips away much of a man's gentler nature.
Oh, I was fixing to shoot him. I figured he might not see it coming as much with me jabbering at him that way.
Ah, I understand now. You were just trying to be kind in your own rough fashion.
Well, I might not go that far. Like I told the varmint, I never have caught in the thieves.